thank you for joining us for worship today. Merry Christmas.
My name is Chris Denning, and I am the principal here at Trinity Lutheran School in Hoyleton. I would like to personally welcome you to our first ever virtual Children's Christmas program. Now, if someone had told me even a year or two ago that this is what we would be doing for our program this year, I don't think I would believe them. But this is 2020. And here we are. And the most important part of this situation, this whole year, though, is that we have continued to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our students. We were able to do that remotely last spring, and we have been able to do that in person since August. And what a blessing it has been to be able to be together in our school building each and every day. And that's exactly what we're doing here as well, sharing Jesus with whoever happens to be watching on Facebook or watching a DVD copy of this Christmas program. Now, I want to say a special thank you real quick to our all of our students and our teachers who still worked very hard to put this whole program together. And I want to say thank you also to Pastor Wallenberg and Wayne Grody for their amazing filming and editing skills in order for us to be able to have a finished product. Now, what I really want to say here is this, that all of us here at Trinity Lutheran School in Hoyleton want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And even in a year that's been completely turned upside down by a global pandemic, we can remember, not just this year, but always, that God is in control. Thanks for watching, and enjoy the program.
Now is the those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
This is the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
And everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
When they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for him.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all people.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace on earth to whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Christmas to all of you. I'm Pastor Wallenberg, and I'm coming to you from home, actually, which is where I'm guessing most of you are as well. I see you out there. You're sitting on your comfy couch, or you're wearing your comfy clothes. You're doing this a whole lot different than normal. You know, we're used to having a children's Christmas program where you have to get dressed up and you got to come to church and you got to recite your lines and sing your songs in front of a packed congregation full of 400 people, right? And this is a whole lot different than that. Kind of strange, kind of feels a little weird, but at the same time, maybe you're feeling like this is kind of normal now, right? This is the kind of the way that we do special events these days. We've been doing things so different all year long. What's the difference tonight? So however you're happening to feel about it, I guess what we could all say is that we're all home. We're all home for the holidays. Now, that's actually not too bad of a thing. You know, you could say, well, I'm stuck at home. And certainly, I miss the normal Christmas traditions that we're used to having this time of the year. But at the same time, there's a lot of benefits about being home. There's a lot of good things about that. You know, home is where you're surrounded with all the stuff that you love, all the stuff that makes you feel really comfortable. I mean, let's put it this way. If we were at church tonight, I wouldn't be able to show you my Christmas tree or some of the cool ornaments that I've got on the tree. Here, let me show you. So this is one of my favorite ornaments here. This is a tuba, or you could call it a baritone horn, but I think it's actually a tuba. I used to play tuba when I was in grade school. I started when I was in eighth grade, so I like having that ornament. And check this out. Of course, we got to have some Star Wars characters, right? I got C-3PO, I got BB-8 over here. So I love this tree. I love all the cool ornaments that we've got on it, you know. But home is where you have a lot of other interesting things too. You know, home is where you have the people that you're the closest to all around you. Parents, brothers and sisters. Yeah, they might get on your nerves every once in a while, but it's really good to be surrounded with the people that you love. Right? Home is where you can relax. You can be yourself. You can take a nap if you want to. You can put your feet up. You can eat your favorite snacks and watch your favorite movies. Right? Home, it's like they say, home is where the heart is. Home is where the heart is. I don't know if you've ever thought about Christmas that way. Right? That one of the really big blessings about this time of the year is it helps us to remember that when Jesus was born into the world more than 2,000 years ago in order to be our Savior, He made His home here with us. The Son of God left all of the glories of His heavenly kingdom, and He came into this world in the same way that all human beings come into this world. He was born as a baby. He had an earthly mom and a dad to take care of Him. He grew up in a home, just like you and I do. So if we say that home is where the heart is, that actually tells us something about who Jesus is and why He came to this earth. It was all about His heart. It was all about His heart of love for His people. God didn't want to see us suffering forever and ever. He wanted to save us. He wanted to rescue us. He wanted to take us and bring us home. Now you could say, well, Pastor, didn't you just say that we were all home? Aren't you home right now? Well, yeah, if we're talking about our earthly homes, our earthly houses, yeah, I guess you could say that. But the truth is, for Christians, this is not our true home. Our true home is found in God's heavenly kingdom. And you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came into this world in order to allow us to go home. We might feel really comfortable here at times on earth, but you know what? There's a lot of uncomfortable things that happen to us all the time. And I think that this virus that the whole world has been dealing with for the last year or so, I think that's a perfect example of this. No matter how comfortable or uncomfortable we might be here on earth, God takes care of all of those things, and He opens up a path for us to go to our true home, our heavenly home, a place where there are no more problems, a place where we will be completely comforted. I mean, if we think we're comfortable now in any way, can you imagine what it'll be like when we are standing before Jesus Christ in His heavenly kingdom forever? If we think we've got Christmas joy and Christmas spirit now, can you imagine what it's going to be like when we can celebrate Christmas with Mary and Joseph and we can all stand before the throne of our Savior in heaven? So I think since we all have all this extra time to be home these days, I think it would be great if we could spend that time reflecting on our true home, looking forward to our true home in heaven. It's all because Jesus was born into this world that this is even possible. It's all the Christmas good news, the Christmas gospel that we want to share with the rest of the world. We want to go tell it on the mountain like the kids are just about to sing in just a couple moments here. And so as we do so, no matter who we are, no matter where we are, all of us can say that we are home for the holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And first grade class here at Trinity Hoyleton have been studying Christmas around the world. They are going to sing to you a song that we studied from when we went on our trip to Mexico. Merry Christmas from the kindergarten and first grade.
Merry Christmas!
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 Blessed to have you join us for worship today. Please join us again next Sunday.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.